Hello, welcome. How are you? Don't have to respond out loud if you don't want to. Welcome to the podcast. Today we are revisiting our important subject of stepping. And of course, we are out stepping in the sunshine, fortunately, although it looks like the rain from yesterday, the massive puddles that we're going to have to step around, Anna.
Yes. Whew.
I love a puddle as long as I don't have to go anywhere near it.
Oh, I love a puddle if I've got the right footwear.
Oh, no, I'm not a puddle fan, me.
As my neighbour says, there's no such thing as bad weather, only bad clothing.
Very true.
So welcome. We wanted to revisit a subject which really proved very popular over August. You don't have to have listened to the episodes, but in August we did our step challenge where we encouraged everyone to do an average 5,000 steps a day to total 150,000 steps in the whole of August. And so many of you took part in that we wanted to really acknowledge you and thank you. And maybe if you hadn't had time because you were doing holidays or various life things, maybe you might want to take this up as an October challenge. You never know, it can be used at any point. So we're revisiting some of that, some of the comments of things that you got out of doing, more stepping, and also just looking at some of the health aspects of steps, because we do talk about body magic as much as we talk about food, which is probably quite surprising, Anna.
And you know what? For me, it is quite surprising. If someone had said to me 5 years ago, you would be an active person, I don't think I would have believed them. But it's, as we've both proven, there is joy to be had in the body magic.
I think what I really like about stepping is that, you know, a key theme for Slimming World this year is about build your activity at your own pace.
Yeah.
And we really found, like with the step challenge, that so many of you kind of found a way to make the challenge work for you. So we had people doing the step challenge or their version in wheelchairs. Yeah. We had some of you who were running your steps, some of you who were carrying weighted rucksacks. And, you know, while some people were happy to do the 5,000 steps on average, others of you wanted to smash that,
didn't they?
And just go crazy. We had some people doing 600,000 steps in a month, which I was no way near that. I'm like, wow. So I think that's really interesting.
It's fascinating. I found a way to get my steps in the summer holidays, everything from roller skating to walking behind a scooting six-year-old to the farm to everything. And you know what? I don't know about you, but just doing it as a collective really kept me motivated on those days when it would have been easy to go, oh, I'm not doing this. I think when you're all vying for the same thing, it's a good thing, isn't it?
That's really interesting, because I think a lot of time we think steps, the only way you can do it is what we're doing now, which is going for a walk around the park. I think you've kind of got something inside your house, haven't you? So regardless of the weather, you've got like a walking treadmill.
I've got a walking pad, yeah, which is brilliant. It's in the kitchen next to the dining table. My wonderful husband has rigged a suspension for my iPad so I can watch trash TV, catch up on podcasts and just walk when I've got... And I sometimes do it in 10-minute blocks, 15-minute blocks. Half an hour is the longest I do, but it means I can get my steps in when it's, you know, raining, because I'm a fair weather walker. If the sun isn't shining, I'm not walking outside. But also, I think what the summer taught me is to really have fun with it. What can I do? Like, we spent a lot of the time at the tip this summer, Daisy and I, and how many steps we could clock up running from one bin to the other. So, you know, also what really helped me was to get her involved, because she would make me do things when I didn't really want to do it, like, come on mummy, you're doing the steps challenge. So yeah, I had a lot of fun doing it. And I have to say, you know, I managed to meet my steps, even though I got sick, ended up in hospital. I was walking around with my drip stand at one point trying to get my steps in. So I think where there's a will, there's a way.
Exactly. You could be flying without realising.
You could, couldn't you?
As you can tell, we're recording near Anna's house again.
I need to move.
Right. We'll wait for that to pass. We wanted to recap some of your comments and also share an idea, really, of what people had said, because we actually decided to do a little survey. It wasn't scientific, but we asked some of you to tell us how many steps you completed over that month and how you felt about it and whether you did a body magic award at the same time. And we actually remember in August I said a crazy sentence in the podcast, which was, imagine if we had a map which we could just have photos of where everyone was stepping. And Holly, who is the brilliant intelligent guru behind our social media pages, created a map and added lots and lots of your photos. I mean, there's like over 100 photos on this. We had a downloadable, printable tracker. And we asked people how they felt about it. A lot of them said it was very motivating. People were inspired to walk more, and many of them exceeding the target, for some of them, quite surprisingly. People mentioned about how it helped them establish daily walking habits, improve their mental health, achieve fitness goals, and lots of praise for the sense of community. And additional motivation that it created. I've got a couple of comments, actually. Should I just talk through these?
I would love a comment.
Aggie has put in capital letters, "Thank you. I did not realise how much you can enjoy adding steps until this challenge. Thanks to you, I've achieved Bronze Body Magic Award.
Go, Aggie.
Over 300,000. I cannot wait for the next new challenge.
Oh.
Elaine here, thanks for the inspiration. After being housebound for almost all of last year, following a fall, I broke my ankle, tearing ligaments, fractures, blistering, the whole lot. I have really pushed myself over the challenge and achieved 230,911 steps. I can't actually believe it. I will be continuing walking every day, setting mini goals for myself. Proud of each and every one of us. Congratulations." The rain has just started.
And thank
you. Where's your walking pad now?
I know, exactly. This wasn't on the weather forecast.
You can hear
it
so loud on the umbrella. Can we go stand under a tree?
Sure. You're asking me, can we stand under a tree? Yes.
Right. Let me read Carol to you then. Carol says, "After a period of enforced inactivity, I decided to take up this challenge. Although I didn't reach the magic number of 150,000, I did manage 132,600 steps, and I'm really chuffed with that. Thanks to everyone for inspiration." I think that's really interesting because, you know, there's not like this, you will get a prize if you get to 150,000 or anything like that. I think it's about making you do whatever you need to do. And this phrase about pace. Building your activity at your own pace. So, you know what, Carol? Good for you, because you got up and you'd done something, and actually just taking those first steps, because there is the magic mover reward.
And be sure to go and claim that, because I think that's what people don't realise. These awards are for you to chart. We're not coming and checking up. You know, go and grab those, because it's such a motivator, isn't it, an award?
Absolutely. And then a really beautiful email from Kath. Kath said that she wanted to say thank you, and she'd been really struggling with her weight, and that this was the boost that she needed. She'd been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer in June 2022. So unwell, and the weight plummeted as she was unable to eat or drink. With treatment, she began to feel so much better, and gradually the appetite returned, but she fell into bad habits, following the dietitian's advice to regain weight. My weight was creeping up, and I hardly moved from the sofa most days. I decided I needed to do something about it, and with support from my sister and daughter-in-law, I joined a Slimming World group. The welcome was so warm and encouraging, I found it easy to get back on plan. I lost weight steadily to begin, but then found it more difficult. I was ready to give up and accept I couldn't reach my target due to health issues and medication. I decided to give it one last push during August. Your step challenge sounded achievable, so I dusted off my Fitbit and made adjustments to my food intake. I've walked indoors and outdoors in England, Ireland and Scotland and completed 230,000 steps for the month. I reached my target 2 weeks ago and I feel fantastic. And I also achieved Silver Body Magic. So thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Oh my gosh, what a message. How one little thing triggered a chain of events. That is just incredible. And I think don't underestimate, like we said, the power of just trying, because actually look how many she smashed.
Yeah.
Mad.
I would say we have had so many messages, and your photos really made us giggle, actually.
They did, there was some brilliant ones.
You know,
ones.
Whilst we haven't liked and commented back on all of you, I think what was really quite beautiful is on the post that you were all commenting on each other's achievements as well. You were all inspiring each other, and I really appreciate that, because that's what a sense of community.
Isn't it?
We're not the leaders or the heads of a podcast community. You are the community. Together, we're all equal, and I think that's absolutely incredible.
Our DMs were lit up, weren't they? I used to love going and checking them every morning to see where someone had walked or what they'd done or what they'd achieved. And I think it's knowing with walking, this is a thing that you can progress with. So, you know, you may start at 2,000 steps a day. Could you be at 10,000 by Christmas? Like, a really great thing to think about is every day just doing 100 more steps, 10 more steps could be a way to keep getting fit and staying there, really.
What I really liked was hearing about how people were doing it together as a group.
Yes.
As a family, you know, as a group of friends. And I think that really helps motivate you. I mean, it really motivated me. I know there were some people who were doing it on their holidays. Yeah. Jason was doing
yes.
it. The Folkus family were doing
oh,
it
really
on their holiday
it.
When they renewed their vows.
Congratulations.
In Venice. You know, and actually, me and Matt, we printed off the tracker. We put it on the wall outside our bedroom, and it became our habit every evening
oh.
where we'd write down what our steps were.
Wow.
That's that kind of slight competition.
You
I'm
never.
But it's when I realised how serious Matt was taking it, when we went camping and we went to go and brush our teeth in the you know, bathroom shower block. And I got back to the tent before him, and I put my head out the tent thinking, where's Matt?
Oh,
and I could see this head torch just walking round the corners
Stop
of
it.
The campsite because he hadn't got his 5,000 steps.
I love your style.
And I thought, wow, you're saying you're not really that competitive, but I've got your game.
I can see it. Do you know what I found fascinating? A lot of my members were walking the dogs more, so the dogs got fitter as well. That's what I love. The dogs weren't getting a 10-minute park walk. They were getting an hour because they were getting their steps in. So it brought people together. My members were meeting in the park and seeing each other. It's a lovely thing to do. And the knock-on effect, you know, I've got some ladies that are slightly older than me, and they are really committed now to be as healthy and active as they possibly can, which is a lovely thing that has come off the back of this.
Remind us then, why body magic is key. What are the health benefits? So people just remember that.
So I think knowing that the health benefits are so wide and so varied. So we know that activity is key to maintain weight loss, because activity, building lean muscle, burns fat at rest. So we know that that's going to be really important for maintaining weight loss. But in terms of your health, we know that it is key for your heart, your lungs. It's going to lower your risk of things like cholesterol, heart disease, diabetes. We know that being sedentary accounts for 1 in 6 deaths in the UK. That's as much as smoking.
Wow.
So being active, being less sedentary is going to help with your sleep, your joint health, your libido. Body magic really is mixed with food optimizing that key to success for so many things. And I think a really important thing to recognize when you're being active is that it also helps with your appetite. So we know for about 90 minutes after you're active, your appetite is at its lowest. So I always try and be active when I know I'm most likely to pick and snack. So in the evening, kind of mid-morning, because that really helps me. But I think knowing also what it would do for your body shape is it will, we were talking about this earlier, weren't we, about toning up, getting muscle, definition can really, really help you psychologically to feel better about your body as well, can't it?
Yeah. See, I always, about 3 or 4 o'clock, I don't always, but sometimes I feel quite bloated.
Yes.
Previously I've had like IBS.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I've actually found that, you know, sometimes I felt like I needed to lie down or have a cup of mint tea.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
A walk around the block.
100%.
Somehow just gets it,
everything
what
moving.
Is it? Yes.
Yes. One of the things they say with digestive issues is it is getting everything moving. So again, if you are feeling bloated, maybe got tummy ache, you know, period cramps, all that type of thing, walking, moving can be such a good thing. So it's about finding your flow, the thing that you love. And I've got to talk about the activity videos as well. If you are looking for something and maybe you don't want to stand in the pouring rain and get your steps in, an activity video can be a great thing to do. We've got loads of new ones, stretching, yoga, and loads of things that can be done in 5-minute segments, can't they? So
yeah,
really good. And you can link that to your Body Magic Awards as well.
Yeah, it's funny you say that actually, because me and Matt started doing a Clubbersize,
oh,
which is a brand, and it's like dancing in the dark, but like to popular 90s, like the
music.
Tunes that I'd listened to in my teenage
yes.
years on my personal Walkman,
yeah,
on my
now
that. Compilation
oh my God,
album.
Do you remember those? But you've taken it up a level, you've got t-shirts and face paints, haven't you?
We have gone, I mean, some people have got like leg warmers, fluorescent leg warmers.
There's your Christmas
so
present.
That's basically the next level, I think. But yeah, you know, and when we were doing table tennis and things, it's kind of getting steps in ways that perhaps you wouldn't really
think about. Yeah, like for me, I have found literally very simple things like parking the car way, 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 way at the back of the supermarket and then walking all the long way around the supermarket. At one point in the steps challenge, it was raining, it was night, I hadn't got my steps in. Phil was in the kitchen on a conference call, so I went to Tesco's. I literally did laps of Tesco's, got 2,000 steps in. So again, where there's a will, there's a way.
I think what it really celebrates is consistency.
Yes.
Because, you know, you could potentially do 35,000 on one day.
Yeah.
But then the next few days, you're back doing being nothing. Sedentary. And really, this is about maybe if you're finding that you're struggling reaching, say, everyone talks about the 10,000 steps, for instance. How about managing 5,000 seems a bit more realistic.
Totally.
And then as you get more confident and more comfortable, you start to build it up.
Totally. And I think that thing about doing a lot and then doing nothing, you're better off doing a little every single day than one bout and then being sedentary. So think about standing, think about, you know, is it in the adverts, do you fast forward actually going and walking around the kitchen? Is it about saying, I don't know about you, but on my stairs there tends to be things that need to go upstairs and I will take them in one massive go, actually coming back and doing it three or four times, much better for the steps. Cleaning the bathroom, doing the floors in the kitchen, that's a massive way to get your steps in too.
Yeah. I think, the consistency. We're going to talk a lot in the podcast over the next month about lasting habits. It's going to be a continuous theme, so plant that kind of lasting habits phrase in your mind. One of the things that did happen during August was a really fascinating BBC article that came
amazing.
Out. And the title was Fitness, Fewer Than 5,000 Steps a Day, Enough to Boost Health. So this was a study which came from a medical university of Lodz in Poland and also the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in America. And so here's what they say, right? So 4,000 steps a day was enough to start reducing the risk of dying prematurely of any cause. Just over 2,300 is enough to benefit the heart and blood vessels. But the fundamental outcome was the more steps you do, the more health benefits are seen.
Totally.
And so we're talking about every extra 1,000 steps beyond the 4,000 reduce the risk of dying early by 15% up to 20,000 steps.
Oh my gosh.
And it quoted here about the WHO, so the World Health Organization, has this fact that insufficient physical activity is responsible for 3.2 million deaths each year, the fourth most frequent cause worldwide.
Wow.
So what I found really interesting was like, okay, so just over 2,300 is enough to benefit the heart and blood vessels. Some days there's times where life is busy. There's a lot going on. You've got to drive. You know, you've got to sit at your desk and do work. Or maybe you've got an injury and you can't walk as far as you would like. But I think actually breaking this down into this mythical, I really struggle doing 10,000 steps a day. I don't have my target at 10,000 at all. But I think that's really interesting about, could I do 2,300 today?
Yes.
Could I do 4,000 today? And then maybe you start to build it up to 5,000. And you know, the benefits of adding those extra 1,000 steps
huge.
Go up to 20,000 steps a day.
Isn't that remarkable though? Like when you think about how powerful that is, what you've got in your hands or in your feet, could really have such a profound impact on you. That's motivating if ever I've heard one.
Yeah, finding a way to move.
And finding a way to do it that you enjoy. Like for me, I've always talked about I need an aim. So I'm good if I'm walking somewhere to get something, to do something. Is it to post a letter? Is it to get a coffee? Is it to go and buy some shampoo? Whatever it is. Or going and finding the joy in walking. Like you live in the most beautiful place and you have the most beautiful walks, don't you? I'm kind of in a city, in a village, which isn't the most beautiful place to walk. So I've got to find ways that keeps me motivated to do it. So
it's easy sometimes that you kind of pull up reasons that you can't.
Yes.
So the weather is bad. You've had a long day at work. You're absolutely shattered. You know, there's a lot of reasons of why we can't. But what I really, you know, we had so many different comments. But I think what really stood out to me for those comments was these are people who have had real adversity, be that health, enforced activity, however they chose to phrase it. But they were finding a way to just get started and to make movement work for them. And, you know, you think of Carol, who's like, OK, I didn't do the 150,000. But if we go back to the figures that came out of that study, Carol has made a step in improving her heart and her blood vessels. And these are really positive ways. Too many of us, I think, who are on the weight loss journey have got into that habit, a negative mindset of I can't, I'm no good. We've talked before rubbish. About maybe shame, guilt. Mm. You know, maybe we're at the point where we've put weight back on and we're struggling with kind of getting to grips with that. But I think what the steps do is really bring it back to, okay, so what can you do today?
Yeah, I like that. And celebrating what you have achieved, not the fact that you got to 8,300 and you wanted to do 10,000.
I'm making it a priority because, you know, there was a couple of nights where I'm walking around the bedroom and the bathroom trying to get up to my 5,000 because that day was busy.
Yeah,
but actually it allowed me, when I got into a rhythm, I was like, okay, so how can I plan earlier on in the day
to get them
to
in.
Get those steps, yeah. Knowing that my day's busy, making it a priority. You're being kind to yourself. You're putting your health first, which too many of us, we put everything else first but our health.
Yeah. And I was just thinking, you know, if I could extend my life, you know, by doing something so simple, what a gift is that?
There's no better way to finish than that, is there?
I mean, I'm standing in the rain walking. I mean, that tells you how motivated I am.
Yeah.
Can we go and get in the car, please, now, Mum?
Okay, well, hopefully next week, Anna will take me somewhere, I don't know, a bit
warmer.
We're
off to the Caribbean. Come on, let's go. Get on one of these planes.
But anyway, whilst the August Step Challenge has completed, we do want to hear, how are you fitting steps in? Is this something that maybe you could pick up? How are you going to do that during the winter months? If you started that as a habit in summer, how do you, over the next few months, you know, when the clocks change in a few weeks, how do you continue this? Mm. How do you keep this habit up so it lasts?
Yeah, good point. It's a great feature about moving more in winter on the website if you need some information about that, because that's incredible too.
Yeah. Come share your thoughts and pictures always with us at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. And we're on email if you're not a social media type. We're slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Right, well, there's a little boy who's come. We just happened to be walking around a park where there's a sandpit. And there's a little boy who, I love how they step, children. They look so curious. And like, he's fascinated with like a green seesaw type thing. He's trying to work out, how do I get on it? It moves. I wasn't expecting that.
He's well dressed.
He's stepping just for curiosity. Like, what is this? Maybe we could apply a bit more curiosity to our steps.
I think that's a bold way. I'm not going in that wet sand though, babe.
Right, we'll do it. We'll do a picture of us with the umbrella walking so you can enjoy that on Instagram. Have a great week. Step away.
Bye for now. Bye.